This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Mike Shope.
Excuse me.
And the Bulldog.
What's going on with Courtland Sutton?
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
That is how we normally talk.
It's a solid choice for the open right there with the guests we have coming up.
It is. This is the second Friday in a row, at least, that we've been extremely fortunate to welcome a particular guest. Last Friday, Al Michaels. Today, Adam Krautwurst of
no
the
pressure,
Deep End
Adam.
And Draft Sharks. I'm going to be in Rochester tomorrow, and Adam lives in the Rochester area. So I texted him, Bulldog, and I'm like, you know, we should hang out. And he says, I got plans. And I feel like when somebody comes in from out of town, don't you rearrange plans usually? But I'm not sure if Buffalo is exactly out of town. Like, it is, but
yeah.
if maybe I was coming in from L.A. or something, then Adam, like, I don't know, like, just try to tear yourself away from the flag football game or something. But, you know, I guess it's not that rare an opportunity for you.
What you need to do is drive to Rochester, fly to New York City, and then fly back, and then he'd have to
fly in. That's what I need to fly do is in. Fly in. Can't I just fly from Buffalo to Rochester? Can I do that? Well, I'm sorry that I won't see you.
Yeah, I mean, it's flag football playoffs. It's not just flag football.
Oh.
It's a big deal.
This is, I don't know that much about this part of your life, but I think it's pretty serious, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's I never got to play football growing up because my parents wouldn't let me. So I just live my football dreams through, you know, battling other fathers on Saturday mornings for flag football glory.
It could be sloppy tomorrow.
It's going to be a mess. But I'll tell you what, none of us will get hurt like Christian McCaffrey. We're not just going to do a little skip move and be out a month. We'll see us back next week, so.
Just exactly like last year so far with this, right?
Those are some bold proclamations for a bunch of dads, Adam.
Yeah, don't be so sure, right? Don't be so sure.
I mean, I thought I broke my toe walking up my steps 2 hours ago. So, I mean, just, you know, take it easy. You're younger than me, but still.
But here you are. At work, we're ready to roll. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, you mentioned McCaffrey. So, Adam and I, we talk a lot and, you know, both play in many leagues, but we only have one team that we share. And McCaffrey is on that team. That's in the Pros versus Joes contest at FFPC. We've had Evan Silva and other guests on who have participated in that. Sigmund Bloom. In fact, they're both in our division this year. And we picked first, and that's what you did. It was kind of the law. If you picked first, you picked McCaffrey again. Yeah. And I don't know, like the coach there, Adam, said he doesn't want to call this a setback. He wouldn't call it a setback. But it did feel like maybe he would even play last week.
Yeah.
So we got to hope that he's being honest there.
Yeah, for us, for the Pros or Shows, absolutely. It definitely feels like a setback. I mean, it's just so frustrating. Like these guys, they get – every time they carry the ball, they get hit by a Mack truck, right? They get crushed. They get – you know, these guys, like every time they carry the ball, it's a car accident. And then just to see a guy get hurt – on a little skip, little move that's so insignificant. And then it didn't even look like he got hurt. And then he walked off the field like it didn't look that bad. And here we are a month later, and maybe longer now. And you know, you brought it up preseason. Like you said something like, hey, maybe this will be the first year in a while where the number one pick doesn't doesn't blow get up and bust. Yeah, blow up. And you called it. I mean, the guy just – and he has a week 13 bye for fantasy football playoffs in these big money leagues. So it's like you're losing him when you need him. You're going to lose him when you need him again in the playoffs. So it's been a tough go of it.
You know, you might have rather – like, if I remember correctly – It looked bad in the game. Like, I mean, he pulled up, and, like, right away, he's out. He's not coming back. And then so you think, like, oh, wow, this might be really serious. And then after the game, it's like, it's not that bad. He might only be a couple weeks. You might have rather known it was going to be a month or 6 weeks or whatever it's going to be right
away,
because you could have planned accordingly. Instead, you're waiting on him to come back, and every week. And, like, Mike, I remember it like you. Like, it seemed like he was going to play midweek last week. It seemed like he was going to play, and then suddenly no. And that's the worst.
Yeah, that's all. And what's even worse is losing him in the first quarter. Like those, like Saquon Barkley last week. Like the guy, you know, gets you 1 point, and then his backup comes in and gets 20. You know, and you started Saquon Barkley. You know, it's so you lose him for a full week when you started him, and then you're just waiting around for him to come back. And there are so many other running back injuries out there too that it's impossible to replace a guy like Christian McCaffrey for a month.
With Adam Krautwurst, Draft Sharks, and the deep end, Mike Schoep and the Bulldog. So, I mean, there are lots of these injuries. Nick Chubb, who wasn't practicing, he's been ruled out. I do think, just before I get to my question, I do think teams might be starting to change how they proceed with running backs, or even, doesn't have to be just running backs, but with players and these injuries. The longer season, and I think analytics has you more toward give them the rest. The whole thing about running backs and their value, well, why wouldn't you give them rest, you know, depending on your record and your team. So I do think that might be in play. Like, I don't know how badly hurt some of these guys are. But what I want to ask you is there or are there certain rules of thumb for when, you know, you would trust the guy to put him in once he's back from injury, whether that's McCaffrey or Barkley or Chubb or anyone else? Like, maybe every situation's different, depending on the injury, depending on maybe what has happened in the past. But I wonder if there are just sort of like rules you follow so that you know what, if Mixon is one of these, right? Like last week,
yeah,
or this week, you know, DeAndre Swift, I'm doing this because of this evidence.
Yeah, I think it depends on a lot of things. Sometimes we're forced to start guys because bye weeks, injuries to other players. Like, okay, if Mixon's active, I have to play him. Sometimes it depends on the injury and the player. Like, you know, for example, this week you have Carolina against the Vikings, right? So you've got Dalvin Cook. You know,
right.
They have a bye next week. Like, why not just rest Dalvin Cook? Madison's great. And maybe now that McCaffrey's out, maybe they feel like they have a better chance of winning. They can maybe play Madison. It's a big game for the Vikings and the Panthers. So, but even for fantasy owners, like, yeah, it depends on the injury and the player. You know, Mike Williams is hurt now. Like, I'm petrified he's going to play. He has a history of injuries. I'm petrified he's going to play and get hurt in the first quarter. And then, you know, I've got him in so many leagues, and he gets me 2 points and kills me. So it's really hard. I think it depends on the talent of the player, and it depends on your situation too. Sometimes you're like, man, I've got so many injuries and so many bye weeks, I have to start this guy. So I can't really think of the cutoff of a player specifically right now, mm-hmm. of like this week, hey, if this guy plays, I might bench him. But, you know, I had that feeling with Curtis Samuel last week. I'm like, not that I had him in a ton of spots, but I know this hits – close to home with you, Mike, but, you know, I have a feeling he's going to re-aggravate it, and he did, and, you know, it's just...
That's right. That's a good example.
Yeah. You know, it's just sometimes you just got to bite the bullet. It's fantasy football, and it's come to the point, especially with these running backs. I was having a conversation with Jared Smola from Draft Sharks the other day, and I'm like, man, I don't think I'm ever going to draft a running back in the first round ever again. And he was like, you know, laughing, but it's like, it's to the point where you just can guarantee every running back is going to miss 4 weeks. Here, Nick Chubb starts his clock today. Like every running back is going to miss four weeks, especially with the longer season now. And you have to draft to prepare for it.
Yeah. What would you – I'm not even going to pretend that this doesn't directly pertain to my one fantasy team, Adam. What would you do with Mixon this week? Like the report, he worked off on the side yesterday, but the Jeff Hobson, the like Bengals.com guy, is saying, you know, that he was moving around really well and looked more like just a cautionary, you know, rest day kind of thing. And he even played a little bit last week. Like, you know, obviously I don't have a replacement of his caliber. So do I just stick with it and hope it goes well?
100%. Yeah, this week I really feel Mixon. I've read a lot of reports. He's moving around fine, and it's the Lions, I think, right? So it's a smash spot. And I think is Pirine on COVID, the COVID
yes.
list.
Like, yes.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, absolutely. Right. And you've been. This is a game when you drafted Mixon. You've been looking forward to all season. Like this is the spot where you really want him to come in and smash and. 100% to start mixing.
Another guy that's relevant to this with injuries is Julio Jones, who says he's good to go Monday night against the Bills. Tell us about like your feelings on him, and because he's always been somebody, or for years anyway, has been somebody that you just have to hang in there with because he doesn't practice very much. This week he's practicing. He's been out, and you know how do you like the matchup in this game with the Bills and the Titans?
Yeah, that's interesting. Julio is a guy that somehow I ended up with a lot of in my, like, I don't know, maybe he was just falling. I think when I could get him in the fifth round. So I had this decision a bunch this week. I mean, he's playing. I've been waiting for him. People who draft him, they're waiting for him for weeks. You're gonna throw him in there. As far as game script, I mean, the Bills offense should cruise in this game. So the Titans are going to have to score points. And if Julio can play the whole game, you know, he's got a shot at a touchdown. I don't know if Trey White's going to shadow A.J. Brown. But, yeah, if you've got a healthy A.J. Brown or a healthy Julio, you just got to throw him in there and hope that they can stay healthy the entire game and hope that it's a shootout. But if I have Julio, I am most likely starting him unless I drafted some later receivers like a Mike Williams, for example, although he's hurt, but some later receivers that can allow me to keep him on the bench, but it's probably pretty doubtful.
With Adam Krautwurst at Adam_Krautwurst on Twitter, Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here. Adam's a big Bills fan. So let's size them up in terms of fantasy. Obviously there's a lot of points and Allen is like last year, just a beast in fantasy football. Diggs has not had that production, but I think the numbers on him are really fine. You know, I think hopefully that comes if you have Diggs. After that, each guy's a little bit of a puzzle, including Knox, who is now at least in the conversation, and he's more than that at this point at tight end. So how do you size up the Bills' offense?
Yeah, from a fan perspective, I absolutely love it because they're more well-rounded, more balanced than they were last year. They had no ability to do anything on the ground last year. This year, and Dable said it going into the offseason, he's like, I don't want to run more. I want to run more efficiently, and that's exactly what they're doing. Now, they are running more because they're killing teams, and that's kind of where Zach Moss has come in. Is he's been really good for fantasy football. He comes in, he plays most of the downs. He gets most of the catches. He gets a lot of the goal line stuff. And so that's been great for him, right? They've been beating teams, positive game scripts. So I like the way that they've been balanced. They're able to kind of put teams away on the ground, you know. And the Knox thing has been awesome too for him and for Knox fantasy owners because, you know, they're running the ball more. So Knox is in there more as a blocker. It comes at the expense of Cole Beasley, which stinks for fantasy owners of him because they just don't need him. They're able to run the ball. They're able to play action to Dawson Knox. Who's really come into his own in this third year. I mean, we always kind of saw those flashes. You know, we had that game against Cincinnati a couple of years ago. But he was just dropping a lot of easy passes. Well, that hasn't been the case this year. In fact, he's made some great contested catches. So that's been a great find. And it's funny, ironically, today, you know, there's a Zach Ertz trade, but everybody wanted Zach Ertz here. And you know, Knox might be as good as Ertz is right now. He's super athletic. So, I really like the way that the Bills are doing it. You know, if you've got Stephon Diggs, just hold in there. I mean, the utilization's there. He's getting the targets. He's getting the deep targets. It's just they haven't connected yet. They've had a lot of bad weather games. But, you know, I haven't listened to the show a ton this week, but has anyone been talking about the fact that he caught that long ball and looked like he was going to backpedal into the end zone? Like, because I have him in a lot of fantasy leagues, and it looked like on that deep pass, he caught that and was about to backpedal and then got caught.
Yeah, I don't think he knew that guy was there.
He totally didn't know that guy was there. Oh, yeah,
right. All right, Adam.
One more thing on Knox. Like, how – I mean, obviously, if you've got him, he's got 5 touchdowns. You're definitely playing him. Would you expect – is he bankable at this point? I guess I'm asking, you know, he's got 5 touchdowns. Does he end up with 7 or does he end up with 12?
No, I think he ends up with somewhere in between 7 and 12, and I think he – And then the thing about Knox is kind of what you're saying is, you know, am I going to start him every week? And that's where it becomes hard, because if you drafted a top-tier tight end, like say you have Mark Andrews and Dawson Knox, you feel like Knox is rotting away on your bench. So it's hard, but there's only a handful of tight ends, right, that have been absolute studs this year, maybe like 3, Waller, Kelsey, and
Pitts, Andrews, yeah.
Pitts a little bit, yeah. So, but outside of those guys, like I would consider Dawson Knox over Hockenson at this point this week, because Hockenson's a little banged up, and I love Hockenson, but it's hard because, you know, he's gonna burn a hole in your pocket. But at least, even if he's on your bench, at least no one else can start him against you. So definitely don't go dropping him if you can't start him. But yeah, I think he's gonna be a tight end one the rest of the way, especially in these matchups, because the Bills are just gonna crush teams.
See what he can do with that rate, though. He's got 5 touchdowns on 18 catches. Like, that's gonna be tough. That's a tough pace. Jimmy Graham last year, 8 on 50, and that was just kind of crazy. But tight ends, it's hard to predict, and with the Bills offense again, like last year, it looks like they can do whatever they want. Like the second touchdown catch Knox had in, I think it might have been I'm not sure if it was Washington or Houston, those games are like the same to me because they're just blowouts. But yeah, little play at the 1 yard line where Allen faked a handoff maybe and just flipped it to Knox, he could have thrown that touchdown pass to anybody on the team, but you know, Knox got the call and he's doing great. So, let's see. Week 6. How about just a thought here, Adam, as we get near the end of our time? How early or how late is that in the season for somebody? So, if you're struggling, I don't want to say, like, time to panic, because everybody always knows not to panic. Whatever the question is about, panicking is bad. Sort of ready do you need to be to pivot off certain players, or whether that's trades or whatever? Like, if you're, I don't know, 2-3 or something like that, 1-4 maybe, is it time to start changing things, or would you rather just in general kind of play it a little cooler than that?
Yeah, I think if you're in like a home league where you can make trades, I think, you know, it's less time to panic because you can make some moves that can help your team out. I would certainly be looking to make moves now. And it's never, you know, it's never too early. Like if you're maybe 1-4, right, you might want to play it week to week. So, you know, maybe make some trades for this week and then kind of do that game until you can kind of get back in it. The season's a little bit longer now. Obviously, it's 1 week longer, so there's a little bit more time. And, you know, it depends on what your team looks like. Like if you're scoring a ton of points and you're just not winning, you'll probably make it in. It'll all even itself out. You'll make it into your league playoffs as like a 5 or 6 seed, because that's generally how many teams make it. And then you just got to get hot at the right time. I certainly would not be panicking, but definitely be active on the waivers, definitely be active with trades. I noticed in a lot of my home leagues this week, there was a lot of trading going on because I think there's more information out there on players, and teams are maneuvering to try to make that playoff push. But yeah, just I would just say stick with it, make a trade or two, and just try to be hot when the playoffs come, just like my Boston Red Sox.
There's another thing you guys bond over when you
hang out. We go with our Boston Red Sox, Adam, but I'm a sham.
I know.
With them. You know, right? You listen. You know, I'm sort of, but you know, I'm enjoying this, but I'm not living and dying on it. It all feels like just pretty much house money at this point.
House money. Listen, anytime, we don't have to talk fantasy. You can call me on a Friday, I'll come on and talk Red Sox. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, we do. We do a lot of that. So we
we do. Yeah.
We'll put you on the Red Sox guest list.
Yeah.
Hey, do you want to say anything about how you're doing in the main event?
Sure. I mean, I don't know if I'm going to jinx it, but yeah, no, I'm doing pretty well. So I'm second overall right now in the FFPC main event. It's wow. First place is 500,000. So I'm hoping to get first place, but it's you know, there's half a season left, and there's, you know, I've got Mike Williams on that team, and I'm, oh no, do I start him this week? You know, so there's lots of decisions to be made, but I'm really loving being in second and not, you know, 200th. So it's super exciting.
What I would do for 200th.
Yeah. Right. What are you in the thousands, Mike?
I've got four teams and three are in the four digits. Yes. Yes. Oh. But, you know, they're not dead or anything. Adam was fifth in the main event 2 years ago.
Yeah. So it's fun. You know, it's.
Oh, it's fun to win.
It's fun. It's fun to win. It's all about the ride.
No.
I like living every moment, but if you're playing for 500 grand, it is not about the ride.
Nice try.
Get out of here.
I'm gonna say it's about the ride in 2008.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sure it is. Thanks for today, Adam. Nice to talk to you. Have a good game in the morning.
Yes, thank you. Good luck. Hey, the Grace and Truth Buffalo Bills. The Bills are going to have a great weekend this weekend. Saturday, Monday, it's going to be great.
All right, yeah, all right, good. Good luck.
All right.
Adam Krautwurst, Deep End, Draft Sharks. I feel like your relationship's stronger than ever.
Oh, I cherish it.
Just keeps getting stronger.
Great, you got hockey in Rochester or something? What do you got?
Yes.
Going to Rochester for
tomorrow? Yeah, my daughter has a game there tomorrow.
Them Regals, all right. Go get them, Regals. Yep. Go Regs. Roll Regs. That's what they say. Roll Regs.
Then she's got, I think she's got something tonight, too. But I'll miss that. Okay, we've got, I think, Paul next.
Paul is next, yes.
We'll talk about the Sabres' nice season-opening win and what the building was like to be in. Paul Hamilton. Then for the roundtable today, Joe is off. We've got Sal Capaccio from 5 to 6. Then picks. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here. This is WGR.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe? Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's Paul Hamilton.
Oh, Cervantes and Hamilton going to each other and the whiskey.
We have a fight.
With Mike Schopen, the Bulldog.
Knocheck was just totaled by an Iowa State player against the board.
I think it was by Hamilton.
On WGR.
Really a pretty unnecessary hit by Hamilton. Hamilton is still awfully mad. He's being held back.
Number 17, Paul Hamilton. 2 minutes for charging, 5 minutes for fighting, and a misconduct.
Sports Radio 550.
Paul Hamilton unleashed. Here he is with us on the Wester Hotline after last night's fun and impressive Sabres opener. How about that, Paul? How about those words being used?
I know. Even if they would have lost that game, I think you would have said you were entertained. I mean, it was a good game. They did what they said they were out to do, the way they wanted to play the game. They played it. And we talked about big saves, none bigger than that shorthanded breakaway when it's 1-0. And you make that save, and less than a minute later, you get a power play goal, and instead of being 1-1, you're up 2-0. So a lot of good things to talk about. And, Mike, it was crazy in that building. I mean, I've sat there with between 14 and 19,000 people for how many years and haven't heard the building that loud. That building was electric. It was loud. There was energy. It was crazy. And what, there was 8,000 people there, but they were they're more energy and a lot louder than any large crowd I've seen in there in a long, long time.
Yeah. And it seemed, Paul, to me to be largely organic, right? Like just like fans were choosing to do the things they did. It wasn't like they were prompted by, you know, Sabretooth running around with a drum or something. Like I think we all like love that, you know, when it's just the fans just choose, like, we're going to sing now.
And, you know, I told you I was going to be sad at the size of the crowd. 8,000 is probably more than I thought, but still, I don't want to see 8,000 people at a hockey game in the National Hockey League, whether it's in Buffalo or whether it's in Arizona. And I just want to see more people there. But I think I would rather have 8,000 people there causing the commotion that they were causing last night and having fun at a hockey game than I would 19,000 people sitting in their hands going, why did I pay to be here?
Paul, what did the players say or the coach about the attendance?
They loved it. They said it really helped them, and they were talking about it. And Haig was talking today that he said, yeah, and by the third period, we're sitting there on the bench going, this is fantastic. Look at these people. They're sitting there singing and dancing. And he goes, it really was fun to listen to them singing. And they were doing the Bills cheer, you know, like the shout song. And, you know, they were really getting into it. And they were really enjoying it. And it gave them energy. A lot of them talked about the energy. Nobody talked about, well, there were only 8,000 people here. That sucked, or anything like that. They were just like, well, the people that showed up were fantastic, and they really did help us, and it was really great to have them here, and they kind of became part of the game with the team.
Boy, I'll tell you, man, like we didn't get too far. I mean, we spent a lot of time talking about what it was going to look like and maybe feel like in there. As much time we spent on that as we did on what the team might look like, right? And I'm telling you, I sat down to watch that game, and I was bracing for them to, you know, not look good against Montreal and to have people complaining about being served nachos that have been sitting around since 2019 or something, right? Like that's sort of what I thought today was going to be. And I don't know how often something like that has been tipped completely upside down, but man, credit to them, credit to the team and those fans that were there, man, because they did a great job. I mean, I agree with you, Paul. I don't want to see 8,700 people at a hockey game either. But I mean, full marks to the 8,700 who showed up.
They did. And it was surprising because, you know, and it got bigger as it went. It was, I don't know if people, because of having to show their vaccination or whatever, you know, but more people just kept showing up, so the crowd kept getting bigger as the game was going on. By the third period, I looked and said to Brian, I go, wow, this is a lot bigger than it was earlier, the way it was. And just, you know, people, it was funny, I kept getting these tweets like, who are these guys? What is this? Who are these guys? And that's what I said yesterday. They believe with all their hearts they're a better team. Now, it's one game, and we'll see how it gets going. But full marks for that one game. I mean, whether they were playing a backup goalie or whoever, I mean, they still were on point in that game. guys who haven't looked good since they were a Sabre all of a sudden had their best games as a Buffalo Sabre. Number 20 is the perfect example of that. They were just, everything they were doing was the right thing to do. And as I said, it's just a game that you just thoroughly enjoyed.
Paul, one observation about the team, the makeup of the team that I noticed last night, and it is just one game, so we'll see, but I think their overall speed is better. I might even want to say considerably better. With Asplund being a regular now, Bjork, Kajula, Hinostroza, like every line has got somebody, and maybe more than one, who can really, Asplund to me might be the best skater on the team. And I notice him back-checking more than I notice him rushing with the puck or, like, using it for offense. And I think that's just as important and maybe vital for a team like this that doesn't have a lot of high-end talent. If they can dig in and use that speed to be a nuisance back-checking, I think that that's a good place to be.
When we were talking to Cousins yesterday or the day before, whichever, I think it was yesterday, it might have been the day before, it doesn't matter. He talked about his line. He was with Bjork and Kajula. And the speed on the line is the first thing he talked about, how fast they are. And he goes, he loves playing with guys like that. He loves playing with fast guys who get up ice and that type of thing. And I think you hit it. The reason you notice Asplund is he's I would say, the best two-way forward they got. And, you know, he's just as good defensively as he is offensively. And you see that, you know, he's busting hump to get back every time. There was a goal, that was a play that Cousins made in front of the penalty box, you know, got himself back, just digging as hard as he could dig, gets there, lifts the stick, takes the puck, and they wound up scoring on the play. He doesn't wind up on the score sheet because of it, but he's the one that starts the play, you know, and that we always talk about that. When you don't have the puck, what are you going to do to get it back? There was a lot of that last night. You know, all right, we don't have the puck. Let's bust our butts to get back there and get where the puck is. Let's go find it. Let's go get it. And let's get back on offense. And, you know, there were a lot of good examples of that.
Well, now game two, tomorrow afternoon. Would you expect a different goalie?
No, I would still go with Anderson. You've got a day in between. It wasn't a hard practice today. It wasn't a long practice. They always have hard practice. They go in practice, which is, I think, another reason you notice their speed. They're in good shape. It's not like when Kruger was around to get to the third period and they looked like they had played nine games in a row. You know, they're in good shape, and I think that's another reason why you see how fast they are. So I would expect to see Anderson, yes, in that game. And I don't know what to expect of the Coyotes. Hutton let in eight last night in Columbus.
That's a lot.
He gave up all eight? He didn't get pulled?
Correct.
Before he gave up eight?
Eight on 26.
Yeah. So I don't know where they're at. I don't know how many goals were his fault or, you know, I was at a game, so I wasn't watching his game. But, I would imagine they're going to be a little ticked off when they arrive. So, of course, it's the return of Johan Larsson, so I know you both will be there for the video and everything. I know that's something that you won't want to miss.
I liked Larsson, so I want to say that because you're obviously making a joke here. I liked him a lot.
I did. But, I thought he was a good player.
Yeah, but I don't know if there'll be any. He played for years. Maybe there should be some acknowledgement. Probably should.
No. I was kidding, but there absolutely should.
Right.
I think there should be a video for him. For Carter Hutton, he had a rough time here. Maybe that's kind of rubbing it in his face a little bit. But Johan Larsson, absolutely.
You do them at the same time.
I think you welcome them both back, probably.
At the same time.
Hunt was here for three full seasons. So, I mean, and Larsson, of course, much longer than that. So I think you probably put them both up there at the same time. And, you know, that way you avoid anything ugly with Hutton.
Of course.
Because no one's going to boo Larsson, I don't think. I mean, not that he's like some fan favorite, but he was a good player.
I will defer to you guys on that. That's not my area. That's not my thing.
Paul, how about the injuries? Right. I mean, Joki Haru is a top pair defenseman on this team. He's a couple of weeks, says the coach today, and Mittelstadt too. I mean, that's a player that they're really counting on, and a couple of weeks for him. What happens with the lineup starting tomorrow?
Ristolainen is going to get a chance. They're going to put Cousins in Mittelstadt's spot and Ristolainen in Cousins' spot. I'm looking forward to that. I want to see what Ristolainen can do. I think he's a good player. I think he showed us last year he was a good player. So, you know, I think they're going to be fine putting him in. Butcher had a tough preseason. Now, that doesn't mean he's going to have a tough regular season. Pesek had a tough preseason, too, and I liked his game last night. So that doesn't mean anything. They put him on the right side. I don't know how much right side he's played in his career. I know Darlene can play the right side. So what we saw in practice today and listening to Granato, it sounds like that's where they're going to slot him in. You know, Butcher, when he first got to the NHL, was a good player, and that's not that far removed. So, you know, getting an opportunity with a new team, we'll see where that goes. It's not like he's not capable of being a good player. So I'm really looking forward to seeing Ristolainen, though, and seeing him getting a regular shift.
All right. Thank you, Paul.
Yep. Take care, guys.
There you go. Paul Hamilton on our Western Hotline, and his appearances on WGR are brought to you by Equitable Advisors. Planning for your future is about more than just money. Let Equitable be your guide. And by Relax Honda. Relax, we got this.
Sal coming up at 5, the roundtable. There are multiple reports today of Nashville, Tennessee being absolutely overrun by Bills fans. The game is Monday night. What a weekend it will be there. Joe is there. We should call Joe. Just on-site reporter. Would we have to pay him or something? Is that like a
I don't know. I didn't make a sound because of that. I'm trying to imagine being 25 and being in Nashville on vacation, and I don't know that
this early
to us would be come on, this early. Yeah.
Would he just be incoherent? Maybe. That's right. I wouldn't want to do it. If I had had a couple, I wouldn't want to do it.
Right. There's a lot of room between, you know, just having a good time and incoherent. And I trust that Joe's somewhere in that a lot of room.
We'll leave him alone.
That's where I'd be a minute ago, so he should be fine.
We'll leave him alone. Rachel's fresh picks coming up. Sal for the roundtable after that. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Hey, all right, welcome back. That's my fault, totally. Why did I not think there was going to be a clip there? Sorry, Josh. Sorry, everyone. Do you want to play it? Is it good? Is this going to be interesting?
Making sure we're getting ourselves ready to go.
It's Sean McDermott. Of course it's interesting.
I'm not sure if you're setting me up for a line or what you're doing by that. All right, go ahead.
I mean, it's hard to simulate that during the week. You know, again, it's probably not something you're really able to do realistically during the week because no one really has that type of body back there. So we just do the best we can and making sure we're getting ourselves ready to go.
All right.
Sorry, I was trying to hum the bump music that got clipped there too. So I tried to make it seem like totally normal, but that didn't work.
I was just too excited to get to Rachel's fresh picks. It really was.
Oh,
like I do have a few things to say here. It really was. Was that interesting?
I was busy trying to hum the bump music.
You were too busy.
Yeah.
Sal coming up. We'll make sure we have everything covered at least by when Sal comes on. So there are a couple of interesting things right now in fantasy. One is, and this is not new, is that you have a billion injuries. And a lot of your top first-round running backs are out. Saquon Barkley, obviously. McCaffrey at 101. Even second, third round. Chris Carson is out again. Montgomery is out again for Chicago. And to varying degrees, the guys who are stepping in those roles, I think are relatively safe. Like, I don't think you have to be scared of this, is what I want to get across. Collins for Seattle, it was not a big game for him against the Rams, but plenty of usage. Like, that could easily have been a touchdown thrown in. He caught a few passes. Pittsburgh is not a great matchup, but I'm fine there. I'm fine with Booker. Also a bad matchup with the Rams, but when Barkley got hurt, it was all Booker. Damian Williams would be the guy for the Bears. You have to watch
right.
This one.
I was going to say, there's some question about him now, right?
He's on the COVID list.
Right.
We had a caller first hour. I mentioned Herbert, who is his, not even backup. They kind of split their role last week without Montgomery. But I think you can play Herbert, and that's against the Packers. And who else did I mention there? Oh, well, Carolina. I mean, Hubbard would play if McCaffrey has been ruled out already, so that you know you're going to have that. At receiver, there are some really frustrating cases that I'm not as confident. I'm not telling you these running backs are going to smash, but like what is going on with Beckham, who is healthy? He's just not that relevant in their offense, it seems. What is going on with Chenault in Jacksonville, right? Like super talented. They suck constantly and they throw the ball to him hardly at all. Like why would you do that? What is wrong with you? So you've got these cases where it's tough to, like, you can easily lose confidence in a guy. Adam Thielen is another one. Different situation. I think maybe you're seeing him perhaps get a little older, and he has been such a high touchdown producer the last couple of years, like last year into this year, and that's tough to rely on. But it hasn't been as much volume for Thielen, who had some injury designation, but I hear he's good to go.
Right.
So there's some tricky ones there.
McLaurin, questionable, didn't practice again today with Washington. They've got Kansas City. Like, if you have him or even their quarterback, you might have been thinking feast time for those guys. And without McLaurin, I don't know, Heineke's got to be downgraded a little, I would think, if McLaurin can't play.
Yes. I'm going with that he will play. There was a report James Palmer said they expect him to. But that's right. And Mike Williams with the Chargers is another close one. Of course he's in if he's active, like McLaurin. Their coach is saying that he had some swelling on his knee earlier in the week and they just wanted to go slow with him. They are hopeful that he plays. That's in the last few minutes. They have to fly to Baltimore. I feel like maybe there'd be just not more precautions taken, but, you know, rather, maybe I'm wrong here. I don't even want to say it. Like, would they fly the guy across the country if he was like less than 50-50 or something? Would it matter whether they were, you know, taking a short trip or playing at home? Would there be some difference? I don't know. Maybe not. But I feel like maybe there you can be optimistic about Williams too. You just don't want, like Adam Krautwurst was talking, you don't want him getting worse because he has been a huge force so far this year. Good luck out there. Sal Capaccio next on the Dunn Tire Roundtable. We'll talk Bills Titans and AFC playoff picture, all that fun stuff. When we return, Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.